Rutgers-Men's soccer next takes on Ohio State in a massive Big Ten duel on Friday, September 29th. The Scarlet Knights and Buckeyes both come in with a record of 2-4-2. Both teams are winless so far in Big Ten play. Last season, both teams met up in the Big Ten tournament semifinals at USAC Field. One season later, it's a rematch, but with different stakes. Earlier this week, I spoke with Kirk Callum, one of the newest members of the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. A goal and several assists, Callum has fitted nicely with this Scarlet Knights squad. He and I preview the matchup and to see what Rutgers can do to grab their first win in Big Ten play in 2023 as defending Big Ten champions. Here's my conversation with Kirk Callum here on WRSU-FM New Brunswick. Kurt, how are you? Thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, I'm doing well. We just finished practice, so we're looking forward to the game.
So, Kurt, this is a big matchup indeed. Rutgers, Ohio State, you know, last year a thrilling tie in Columbus. Also last year, Rutgers beat Ohio State to reach the Big Ten title game. They eventually won last year in 2022. What do the preparations look like for this contest, and how are you getting yourself into the mix for what this game is really going to be about on Friday night?
Yeah, so preparations-wise, it's going back and watching film from the previous year, and then also from this year as well with their new personnel, seeing if they're playing different and just trying to analyze their game and how we can match up against them.
Take me through the past couple games. Michigan State, you know, a thrilling tie with 1 second to go. But your most recent game, a tough loss at Michigan. You had the 2-0 lead following the first 45 minutes. And then that second half, things didn't work out. You allow three unanswered to lose that game in Ann Arbor. Believe it or not, Kurt, you know, you still played a strong game. You had that assist on Eric Ruiz's goal. Just take me through what worked well in Michigan and, of course, what didn't work well last Friday.
Yeah, of course. So for Michigan State and Michigan, we all thought that we played terrific games and just the results have been lacking, whether it's finishing chances or a couple of mistakes here and there. So it's really trying to clean up those mistakes. Maybe it's a foul and they score off a free kick. That's our biggest thing going into Ohio State. Not so much that we're playing bad, because we do think we're playing pretty well.
So, you know, you look at this team's record, 2-4-2, both wins at USAC. You've struggled a bit on the road this year. You know, how does this team either look better, or how is this team doing better than the record actually shows?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is trying to get those results away. It's hard to play away games, and especially in college soccer. Next game's home, so that we're looking forward to, and defending our home turf. But away games, we do really need to focus in on the whole 90 minutes and not give away 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there where teams can capitalize.
You know, this team has played a strong first 45 minutes. The second half this year in some games have not been the best, and of course that was the course in Michigan last week. How does this team look to play a full 90 minutes, not just versus Ohio State, but for the remainder of your year, where after this Buckeyes matchup, you're going to Maryland and Northwestern? And Rutgers has struggled a lot on the road this year. So how can we see a full 90-minute game in those games along with Friday's matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wish I had the answer, and maybe the away results would have been a bit better, but I think it has to do with the whole team and the bench being able to help us out when they come in and maintaining the energy we start with. And then just during the halftime, keeping energy, good speeches, and getting us ready for that second half.
You know, I mean, again, there's been so many key moments, too, for this year. Like I mentioned before, both wins at USAC Field. You've scored a goal versus St. John's, and the wins have come against St. Peter's and Columbia. Take me through your first year here at Rutgers as a whole. What have been the highs for you after transferring from Syracuse?
Yeah, I think personally I started a bit slow, not playing the game I know how to play. Maybe got some stats here and there, but slowly have worked into my form, and against Michigan I felt really good. So just kind of trying to continue that and trying to build on that. The highs would definitely be just hanging out with my team and getting to know those kids on a daily basis. They're all great kids who I consider my best friends, and just to be able to hang out with them day in and day out and work my butt off for them.
Well, you know, I mean, again, something that I've said a lot and something I've noticed with you and with Rutgers men's soccer players as a whole, especially off the field, there's a tight, close-knit community feel, that family feel with all these players, whether you're a new player, several season, you know, player, all of that. So what makes this team just so close off the field, especially when things aren't going as well as you planned so far in a season?
Yeah, we all want to do stuff together. We all live in the same apartment complex besides the freshmen. So whether it's just walking into each other's rooms or getting together and just watching a football game or going golfing, everyone wants to reach out and try to do something together.
Now, I asked Nick Collins this before, and I got to get your input. Kieran Dalton's a pretty good golfer. What's your golf game like?
Yeah, so I actually, Kieran and I go a lot. I'd say Kieran's definitely the best on the team. I back myself as second best. She's shooting low 80s right now, hoping to break 80. But yeah.
Well, look, I mean, look, I love covering your games for WRSU. I got to cover a Dalton versus Caleb golf match sometime. When is that going to happen?
He definitely got me on that. Not at his level yet.
So what needs to be done to reach up Kieran's level in the golf game?
I'd say he gets me on the drives. That's where it's at, I'd say. He can crack a ball.
Well, look, I mean, look, Kurt, I play golf 2 or 3 times a year. I'm not the greatest golfer. I know you and Kieran would whoop my butt on the course. I know that for sure. And not just with golf. If I played soccer with you guys, I couldn't keep up for 5 seconds. But I think it says a lot about how you guys, you know, have that camaraderie, have that just, you know, true, you know, competitive spirit in soccer and not even in soccer. You know, how does that spirit drive you throughout a season like this where, again, you're coming off a Big Ten title year, you've started off back and forth? How can that spirit just drive you to push the full course and, like you're saying, eventually turn the ship around?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys ever come see our practices, you would think that we hate each other. Just how competitive they are, getting in people's faces, coaches having to stop practices sometimes. But it's all in good fun. We walk off the field together. We're all a family again. We all want to win. We all know what it takes to win. So it's just keep going at it and hopefully try to bring that competitiveness in games, which I think we've done. But try to step it up even more.
Now, again, this game, I've talked about it already. Ohio State Rutgers, big matchup Friday night at USAC Field. It's a lot to, you know, go into, and the Buckeyes haven't had the best year either. Going into this game, both Rutgers and Ohio State have a 2-4-2 record. How can this be a, you know, true pivotal change where we see a similar result to what happened last year for Rutgers, where it was a back and forth start, but they got the ball rolling towards September and October, November, they made history. How can this be the game where we see that deja vu from last year?
Yeah, I think we all know what's at stake, and we all know what the last year's team did, so we're not too down on ourselves. We're optimistic and know that we can turn the ship around. So I think knowing what this game means and knowing we have to give it our all, I think that's a mindset we have to come into the game with in order to really turn our season around and start climbing up that mountain and trying to reach the peak again.
Kurt, last question for you. You know, again, this big game, many more big games to come. There's a lot to, you know, dive into for this team. And there have been lots of high expectations in general for Rutgers men's soccer. How has Coach Jim McKeldry sort of prepared you, not just to meet the expectations, how does he keep things stable to make sure you guys have a similar season to last year as a whole in 2023?
Yeah, I think Jim's biggest thing is to not get too high on our highs and not to dwell and get too low on our lows. We win a game, he says, you know, enjoy that win. It's hard to win in college soccer, but we lose a game, yeah, we're all upset. We all want to win. We all give our all to win, but he makes sure that we don't dwell on it for too long, and we're right back at it the next day.
Rutgers men's soccer, next game, Ohio State, going to be a big matchup on Friday night where the Scarlet Knights look to bounce back and grab their first win in Big Ten play at the expense of a team they beat last year in the Big Ten semifinals. Kirk Califf, new player for Rutgers, won a national championship with Syracuse last year, looking to bring similar success on the banks in his first year with the Scarlet Knights. And Kurt has impressed so far. He's even impressed on the golf course with some of his teammates away from the soccer pitch. Kirk Califf, thanks so much for coming on the program today, and all the best this Friday versus Ohio State.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.